That is Fair Harvard, Harvard School Song, which is sung at special ceremonies. It references the university's Puritan roots, even though Harvard will soon, for the first time, have a majority-minority student body. So, as WBUR's Max Larkin tells us, it means the school song is about to change.
So ends Fair Harvard, with a hope that the university will last at least as long as Massachusetts' oldest European families. The alma mater song is nearly 200 years old by now, and that final line, "till the stock of the Puritans die," has been causing trouble for at least half that long. In 1888, it reminded a young W.E.B. Du Bois that he was, quote, at Harvard, but not of it.
So there's a history of noticing the way in which the alma mater connects Harvard to a single cultural tradition.
That's Professor Danielle Allen. She chairs the university's Committee on Inclusion, which oversaw the change. Allen is African-American. She first heard the song at a Harvard convocation, welcoming students to campus from all around the world.
I felt embarrassed. I didn't feel good welcoming this cohort of first-year students with that concluding couplet.
For what it's worth, it's not exactly appealing as poetry either. So says Harvard alumna and English professor Stephanie Burt.
Frankly, the old line made me think of soup stock. Like, you know, that's been in the fridge for a while. I don't know that I want to cook with that stock anymore.
So, 2 years ago, Harvard put out a call for replacement lines, ones that made sense and were singable. This week, they found a winner. No more Puritans. Fair Harvard now ends, till the stars in the firmament die. Burt, who helped choose the new line, likes that it transcends human history.
The idea that we should be looking to the stars rather than to where people's chromosomes come from seems like a good idea.
But the change hasn't won over all of the faculty. Harvey Mansfield is a conservative professor who says he's, quote, hardly left Harvard since 1949. Mansfield calls the change a terrible thing in that it erases some of that history.
It's much too foolishly sensitive of both Du Bois and Danielle Allen. They should be happy to be at Harvard.
But the change, part of a broader effort to make Harvard more welcoming, is likely to stick. And when the university's first majority-minority class graduates in 3 short years, Fair Harvard will end up reminding them of infinite space, instead of the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1636. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.